Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Destiny Empowerment Hour, the show that inspires, informs, educates, and ignites the hearts and minds of people globally to pursue their purpose and embrace their destiny.
Destiny Empowerment.
Well, good evening, good evening, good afternoon, everybody, everywhere, those that are tuning in all over the world, whether you are listening via our phone lines, whether you are listening over the internet, in our chat room, and also to those that will listen to tonight's broadcast via the archives, welcome to another amazing episode of Destiny Empowerment Radio. This is your host, Sharice Riley, of Recreating Your Life with Sharice, the business edition. Yay! So excited to be back with you guys again. As you know, last Wednesday night, we kicked off a new show, which is the Recreating Your Life Business Edition show. And every Tuesday night for 30 minutes, we're going to be talking about different business tips and tools that's going to help the entrepreneur take their business to the next level, the employeepreneur transition out of being a full-time employee into a full-time employer, as well as that individual that you've always wanted to do a business or to start a nonprofit or a foundation and you did not know where to begin. We're going to have information for you there as well. So last week, I'm really excited. We had started talking about, supply and demand. We started talking some business stuff. We were doing some information, giving you guys some information, some really, really great tips and some great tools about supply and demand and understanding how that works in your business. You know exactly what it is and, you know, how it actually works. I went through some of the six reasons why nobody will ever buy from you or why we have problems with people buying from us. I apologize. I don't know what it is about my connection. Anytime I'm on the air, I've been having problems with my connection, so I apologize. Thank you for those that stuck around and stuck with me. I was just talking and didn't even realize that the system and the sound had completely went out until just now. So as I was saying, for those that have never, you haven't met me before, or this is your first time hearing the show, and I wanted to just share a little bit with you of who I was and what it was, what it is that I do. So I'm Sharice Riley. I'm the CEO, founder, creative mind behind Destiny Empowerment Radio. But I'm also an international speaker. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a trainer, a business trainer, a business coach. I'm also a life coach. And I do a plethora of other things. But in the arena that I have a lot of people that I've met recently within the last 12 to 24 months that are coaches and that are speakers and things of that nature. And when you're in that arena, one of the things that you have that sells, one of the ways that you make money is to be able to sell a service, whether it's a coaching service, whether it's some type of program or something that you come up with to be able to help someone take some area of their life to another dimension. Whether you are a success coach and you're helping them, you know, understand what success is, whether you're an organization coach and you're helping them get organized, whether you are a business coach. And there are so many different types of business coaches out there. So there's business coaches for those that are just starting out in their business. There's business coaches for those that are, you know, the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. Yes. People like Donald Trump actually have business coaches. That's how they continue to grow. So these individuals, they invest in themselves. But in order for them to be able to when you're seeking out a coach, you're looking for someone that has sustainability. You're looking for someone that has a proven track record. You're looking for someone that has a system that they know works. There, so what that does is it creates a demand for a product for you to supply. So we were talking about that. We started talking about supply and demand and the way it works and why some of us, we have products, we have services, we have companies that are not, you know, some people that listen, you're not a coach or you're not a speaker. So you actually maybe have a tangible product. Maybe you do taxes. Maybe you do insurance. Maybe you do real estate. You know, maybe you actually have a store. Maybe you have a restaurant. You know, maybe you have a tangible product that someone can ever purchase. But there were six top reasons why, you know, most people would never buy from an individual. We started talking about that. We started talking about that a little bit last week, and I went through some of them, and I'm kind of going to go back over a little bit of that, but I want to, I think I did three of the reasons why someone never buy for you, and then there's three more for me to give, so I'm going to quickly run back through that. Again, so the number one reason why for any product, any service that you have, any business that you have, and I'm not going to just say why people won't buy for you, I'm going to just say why people won't do business with you. One of the number one reasons why a person will never do business with you is if they don't trust you. How do you come to trust someone? You have to get to know them. So you have to be able to build a reputation. Nobody's going to buy anything from you. No one is going to frequent your store if there's no reputation about you. So, and it may not even be something that they themselves have witnessed. It's word of mouth. So it's important that the word is out there, that people are talking about your service, your business, your ministry, your radio show, your company, your album, you know, your book, your coaching service, your program, whatever it is that you are doing in life, meaning whatever business that you are operating in. If you are a real estate investor or you are a real estate agent, then people want to know what's your track record on being able to get someone in a home and find them a home and find them what they want. If you're a loan officer, why do I want to come to you? Why do I want to use you as a lender? Can you help me in my situation? You know, if you are a coach, what type of coach are you? How is your program? What's your track record? So number one, you have to make sure you create a reputation for yourself, and it needs to be a good reputation. The second thing that I gave out, or information I gave out as to one of the reasons why people will never do business with you, is one, is that you, well, the second thing was two, you believe in magic and you think your product or your business or your company is going to sell itself. And that's not always true. You know, you think that, okay, I have this company. It's just like becoming a coach. Well, I'm a life coach. I went and got me some business cards, and it says life coach on it, and I've been posted on Facebook that I'm a life coach, and then all of a sudden I'm going to just magically now have all of these clients. It does not work that way. It does not work that way. So who is going to trust you to help reconstruct their life or recreate their life or recreate their business or help them in their relationship or help them in their finances or help them with their credit or whatever? Who in the world is going to do that if they don't know you, if there's no reputation, if there's no buzz behind you? Because remember, we're talking tonight about supply and demand, how supply and demand works in our business. And supply and demand is something that works in any business entity that you're in. There has to be a demand for what it is you're supplying. Okay? So there has to be a demand. So it's not going to just magically, your product is not going to magically sell itself. That's just like me opening a McDonald's. You know, and I use McDonald's because it's just a common thing to use. Someone gives me a McDonald's, I put it up there, but I never turn the light on. I never, you know, tell anybody. I never do any marketing or advertising. I don't stock it with any food products. I don't have a cashier there. I don't have anyone to cook the burgers and to drop the fries and to keep it clean. All I have is a building. So, yes, even though McDonald's is popular, even though there's one on every corner, even though where mine is positioned at, it's still enough to go around where people will come and frequent that. There's still something that I need to do. There are things that I need to put in place to create a demand for my product. So if there is no supply there, there can't be a demand for it. And if that supply is not marketed properly, if it's not ran properly, who is going to be in demand for what I'm selling? Okay, the third tip that we went over, so we can go ahead and move into our fourth and fifth and sixth. The third one is that you care more about making money than solving a problem, which is ironic because you make more when you solve problems. And that's so key. It's so important to understand the problem. So if you don't know someone's problem or what their needs are, you can't help them. And you sure can't sell anything to them. So entrepreneurs make money solving problems. The better you solve them, the more money you make. So what do I mean by that? Okay, so as an entrepreneur, right, if I'm a coach, and I'm going to refer back to coaching a lot tonight. I'm referring to coaching a lot because there has been such, that industry has been, there's been such an influx of men and women getting their certification and some not getting a certification, just going off the title life coach, you know, becoming coaches because they look at it as easy money. But what you don't realize is that you can end up doing more harm than you do good. So if you're going to be a coach, what type of coach are you going to be? You know, you have to be one. First of all, you have to know what you're doing. You don't coach someone in an area that you don't yourself don't have experience in. So let's just say, okay, you got experience in the area, you're good to go. You have your certifications. How you offer your service has to be able to solve a problem. Okay, so you know, I'm going to deal with relationships for a moment. You know, because relationship coaching is something that we don't have a lot of. It is a need for that. There's an open void in the marketplace for individuals to come in to become relationship coaches because that's something that there is a lack for. More people, you know, even in marriages, will spend more time and invest more money going to a relationship coach before they go to a marriage counselor. It's something, it even though they basically do some of the same things, it's just, you know, a marriage coach is similar to a life coach. They're going to, I mean, not a marriage coach, a relationship coach. It's just like a life coach. They're not going to tell you what to do. They're going to help you through it, okay? So because there is a demand for those type of coaches, just to say that I'm that coach, you still have to put together a program, a viable program that speaks to the needs of men and women that are struggling in relationships that then fulfills those needs. What's the area of lack? What in relationships or what areas in relationships do men and women suffer with? What causes the relationship to break or to go bad or to go south or what have you? You then specialize in that because when you can solve a problem, when you have the solution to someone's problem, when your business becomes the solution to their problem, it's going to help you generate more business for yourself. So as we're going out and we're you know, walking into this quote-unquote entrepreneurship and we're becoming entrepreneurs and starting our own business, you know, you want to make sure that the business that you're in, that you're able to, that's a business that's solving a problem. So even in going into real estate, well, number of babies being born every year, that means that's more people that's hitting this earth, more people that's going to need house, a place to stay, a roof over their head. That's an industry that's never going to go out of business. But even though you have a real estate license, you have a mortgage brokerage license, you have a loan officer license, whatever license you have in that industry, you still have to understand, you know, you still have to figure out and find your niche market. And you have to make sure what you do, you're going to solve a problem. For instance, and you guys know I refer a lot, I talk a lot about Vince on this show. Some of you all I've met, I've had an opportunity to meet some of our Destiny Empowerment Hour listeners. And one of the things that you said to me, which was so funny, one that I met for the first time and they met Vince, it's like, oh, I finally get to put a face with a name because I hear about you all the time on the radio. So one of the things about Vince, when Vince was in the real estate industry years ago when he first got in, his niche market was individuals who had bad credit. you know, and a lot of them did not have bad credit because of they just didn't handle their money right. A lot of them, you know, had got laid off or life happened, you know, that kind of just made some things go south. But his niche market at that time was to be able to get any individual, regardless of what their credit was, as long as they can afford it. Now, he didn't put people in the house just because you wanted a house. I'm going to put you in there and it's going to get foreclosed on next week. But let me show you how to work this. Let me get you in this house. I know what the steps to do. There was a need there. He found a need. He found a problem. And with that problem, he brought a solution. So what do you think happened to his business? His business expanded. His business grew by leaps and bounds until what happened? Until the crash happened and everybody in the real estate industry felt the brunt of that. So you have to find your niche. You have to make sure what it is that you're doing that is solving a problem, because when you do that, it's gonna open up the door. It's going to open up the door, and that's how you're going to be able to make more money. You know, the fourth thing is your ego forces you to assume people need your product. That's one of the reasons that's going back into one of the reasons why some of us will never have certain people that buy from us, because your ego. And you know that song by Kanye West, I got a big ego. Confidence and ego are two different things. There's nothing wrong with being a confident person. There's nothing wrong with understanding your brand, understanding your business, knowing what you bring to the table. So having confidence and having an arrogant ego are two separate things. You all know, you've all met that individual or you've known that person that when they walk in the room, their ego gets to the room before they get there. They walk in, their nose is up in the air, they're looking around like, ugh. This is just so beneath me. We've all met those individuals. And the sad thing is a lot of times those individuals have great products. They have a great company, but their ego, their attitude, it's not a confidence there. It's a, you know, I'm the stuff type thing. It's a turnoff. So you have to make sure that you're also checking your ego at the door, because just because you may be meeting a need, just because, you know, you have the, you know, what people are needing, you can solve someone's problem. If you allow your ego to get in the way, that's going to also affect your money game. Because I'm sorry, I tell people all the time, and I've been saying this for years, really, is that we always talk about credit, good credit, good credit, good credit. And don't get me wrong, good credit is extremely important to have. You definitely need credit, because there are some things in this world that no matter how much money you have, you still got to have credit. But I always tell people, what good is your credit? What good is your money? You know, well, let me rephrase that. What good is your money when your credit is no good? And what I mean by that is I relate credit to integrity. Your credit is equivalent to a person's integrity. So you may have all the money in the world, but if your integrity, if who you are as an individual stinks in the nostrils of the people that do business with you, what do you think people are going to say about you? How many referrals do you think people are going to give out about you? Who will frequent your business? Because the reality of it is many people with those type of egos, they didn't start out that way. Somewhere down the line, there was too many accolades. And what I mean by accolades, I believe in them. Yes, we're supposed to pat someone on the back and tell them when they're doing a good job and all of those good things. However, but there are some points in our lives when we don't do a good job. So it's so important that we keep that checker in our life. And you probably saying, Sharice, what's a checker? That person that will check our butt real quick and be like, okay, boo, that was good, but it could be better. Oh, don't think that you've arrived, you've not gotten there. And the thing is, I want to remind all of my entrepreneurs, you never want to arrive there. Wherever there is. And the reason why you don't ever want to arrive there in that place, because when you arrive there, that means you've already hit perfection. There is nothing left for you to do on this earth. So what is the point then of your existence? Because we are a people that are forever changing, because we live in a society, or because we live in a country, or we live in a time and space where things are always evolving. Things are always changing. New ideas, new products, new mindsets. You know, all of these things are constantly, you know, hitting us in time. That means you'll never arrive there. You'll never be that person that knows everything about everything. You always have to be at a point to where you're always learning. You're always learning. You're always changing and shifting and maneuvering your business and expanding your mind and expanding, you know, your vision to be able to fit the needs as the needs of the people change. The need that I have today won't be the need that I have tomorrow. Why? Because my vision today is going to grow by tomorrow. So today, my need may be one thing, but by tomorrow, it may be three different things. So if I'm coming to you, you have to be able to grow and to expand for me. Got to make sure we check the ego at the door. So the last 2 points that I do want to talk about is, you know, you have to be willing to ask for feedback. This is something that we don't do. This is something that I make sure that I do for every individual that works alongside of me, whether they work directly for me, whether they work alongside of me as a partner, whether they're just my friend, you know, whether it's someone I respect in the industry or whatever that they do, I make sure I give feedback. If I attend someone's webinar and the information was great, the content was great, I let them know, hey, I really enjoyed this. Content was perfect, but where I'm at in my learning abilities or whatever, if I attend someone's event or someone's webinar or use their product or their service and it was too much for me to digest, I let them know why, because it's important. If it's my first time ever attending something like this, and, you know, I'm looking to take you on or to hire your company, it has to be explained to me in layman terms where I can break it down to the lowest common denominator. And if I'm not able to do that, what's going to happen? You're going to end up losing my business. But how can that be avoided? The way that can be avoided is by that company soliciting feedback, saying, hey, you know, what did you think? What could we do better? We as entrepreneurs have to be open for people to give us feedback about our product, about our service, about what it is that we're offering to consumers. Feedback is a good thing. Why? Because all it's going to do is help you become better. It is so important. So you don't create a product that you think people want. You quickly build a minimum viable product, launch it, and then get as much feedback as possible so you can develop it into something your audience loves. For instance, there's a lady that I try to attend all of her webinars when I get a chance, and I know I'm going to mess her last name up, but I'll just say her first name. Her name is Fabiola, and I met her on an event that we were both a part of in December, and she is great when it comes to she does marketing and branding, and she's really great when it being able to show you how to get your business launched and up and running on Instagram. So I'm really excited about that. So I listen into a lot of her webinars, and her webinars are broken down in such plain layman terms that if you've never used ever in your life used Instagram before, you're able to follow through with the webinar, you're able to follow through, get signed up for Instagram, get signed up for all the other great apps that she shows you and walk you through, and be able to start your Instagram account, and not just to put up pretty pictures, but to be able to promote your business and attract new clients. And it's so simple and it's so easy to do, which I'm really excited about. So I use it as an example because with that, you have to, with her webinars, the one thing that I noticed that she does is that she puts the information on there and she makes it so elementary for anyone to grasp a hold to, and then she requests feedback. You know, what did you think about this? What did you get out of it? You know, and so on and so forth. And then the next webinar that you may attend, you know, from her, she'll say, hey, we're doing this one because some of you all said, you know, you wanted more information on this, or you wanted me to explain this a little bit more. What do you think that does for her business? Well, what it actually does for her business, number one, it shows people, wow, she listens to the feedback that she gets. She is concerned about her clients. She's concerned about the people that are watching this webinar. Well, two, it's going to increase her bottom line, because when I see you care that much about what I think and the information that I offer, then whatever services you're going to sell me in the end, whatever services that you're going to sell me when it's all said and done, I'm going to buy it. Why? Because you have proven to me. You've proven to me and you showed me through this free webinar that, hey, I can, you know, if I buy this product from her, if I join this class that she's offering to take me deeper into understanding Instagram, then it's going to become beneficial to me, and it's going to become beneficial because I know if I have feedback, if I have questions, that she's going to tailor design a program that's just for me. So feedback is extremely important. Once again, we're talking about how to create a demand for what it is, the product that you are supplying. We're talking about supply and demand. So the last two tips is target the right people. Marketing is all about finding people who are most likely looking. Marketing is all about finding people who are most likely looking for you. Once you find your target, then you begin the process of selling, which is getting someone to be aware of your product and services, then getting them interested, then influencing them to ask for more information, all while showing your credibility. Remember, we're going back to that credit thing. I told you about credibility, that it's very, very important that your credibility, meaning your integrity, is just like regular credit. So it shows your credibility. If this is done well, they'll be the ones to ask you, so where can I buy this? So when you've done those steps, when you understand that problem, when you build a reputation, you understand the problem, you solve a problem, you ask for feedback, you also want to target your right audience. Everybody is not for you, and that's okay. You know, we feel like that we have to, you know, have everybody in the world, you know, buying our product. I want everybody to buy a house from me. Well, everybody can't buy a house from you because you don't even have enough houses to sell to everybody. You know, your license is only limited to Dallas or to Texas. You can't sell a house in Florida or in California. So you got to know your market. Okay, I'm a coach. I want to speak. And you want to speak on every platform that comes about, but you don't speak on everything. You have to find your target audience. Perfect your product or your service for that target audience. Build your reputation and your credibility to attract that target audience, and while you're in business. And then finally, show your customers some love. Show those people some love. Did you know that it costs 6 times more money for you to find a new customer than it does to take care of the customers that have already bought from you? So knowing this, why would you spend more money on marketing when it costs less to communicate and show love to the ones that already rock with you? When you treat customers like family, they show the love back by giving you the best form of marketing in the world, which is word of mouth. Okay? So when you treat the people that you already have as customers, you already have as clients, when you give them the best of you, what happens? That is the best way to grow your business. You won't have to spend a whole lot of money marketing your business, you know, paying marketing firms and companies to market your business. Why? Because your business will speak for itself. Guys, we have about 60 seconds left. Wow, does the 30 minutes go by so fast? I hope you're really enjoying the information that we're providing on our business edition segment. For any questions, comments, or business questions you have you want us to address, make sure you email me at info@destinyempowerment.com. We'll make sure we ask and answer your question on our next episode. Join me next Tuesday night, 7 to 7:30 p.m. East Central Standard Time, for another Recreating Your Life with Cherise Business Edition. Until next week, guys, be blessed. And remember, the only person that can hinder you from being great in your business is you. Don't hinder yourself, but push yourself. Until next time, guys, be blessed.